All right, welcome back to segment 3, program 10, The Bigger Picture, America's History, Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100 WCGA. And we're continuing this discussion on, well, why we're really told what we're supposed to believe. And that what we really believe just is all wrong and things must change. Well, anyway, I've noticed this horse feathers that's being put out over the air by WJXT concerning black, white, white on black crime, which is almost non-existent compared with the verse black on white crime. But anyway, that's what the vice president and general manager of WJXT, Terry. Let me get this exactly right here. She is Terry Cope Walton. So, as she's sort of the local commander, she's responsible for what goes on the air. So I'm laying it at her feet. And so here's the letter that I decided. Well, I'm just going to write to the big person in charge, who happens to be a white woman, like almost everyone else on their diverse staff. And here's what I said. Dear Mrs. Badalamente, and she really is a very nice-looking, very pretty lady. I would guess maybe in her 30s or 40s. I guess I'll say 40s because of her senior position, but she looks a little bit younger. It says, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm writing to request personal information on the executive staff and the respective station general managers of the Graham Media Group. The attached, this is the name of the list that I gave her, attached, info on senior management and general managers for GMG, Graham Media Group. And to list the, on this sheet, I'm asking that they list the persons of interest, or that they provide details on the persons of interest to me and four specific requests about them. Now, continuing the letter, though a bit personal, I can attain the info subjectively if necessary. I can ask people who live in the area to find out for me and they'll get it. But I believe in open, direct request. I believe that's appropriate, as the individuals of interest are not shamed or demeaned by the answers. I don't believe they would be. They are simply indicators of potential biases that I am, well, I'm seeing in one particular GMG station in Jacksonville, while other of my associates in the remaining coverage areas are reporting similar observations. As the host of a quite benign weekly radio talk show on a small southeast Georgia station, WCGA, AM 1100 Wonderful Coastal Georgia, well, I didn't say all that, it's on St. Simons Island, Georgia, and I am examining the past and the current seismic shifts in American culture and the reasons for them, just as I did in a book I published in 2014. As a sometimes official servant of the local and the national media in my Air Force and my civilian careers, I have worked very closely with the national media as major events were covered from 1972 up through the present, and I believe that discipline may be the, that discipline meaning the media, may be the most responsible for the inversion of values I've seen progressively since about 1973. Listen, here are my four answers to the questions that I ask you and your staff on the attached sheet of paper. Here's who I am. Here are my four answers. One, I'm a retired Air Force and civilian corporate pilot, and I'm a former director of marketing for Malone Air Charter in Jacksonville, Florida. Number two, I have a BS degree from Florida State University. It's in geology. That was in 1970, and I have four or so master's level professional courses that I was engaged in the U.S. Air Force and completed. Three, I'm a proactive Republican voter, and I'm and an advocate since 1969, and I'm a very traditional male, married for 53-plus years to the world's most powerful woman, by whom I have been blessed with six exceptional sons, married to gals who are actively competing for the world's most powerful woman title, by whom we have received 15 grandchildren. I will expand on the above at your request as I await and hope for your reply. Most sincerely, Marshall M. Wood. And then here's the attachment. I list the people that I want them to respond about. That would be the vice president and general manager of KPRC in Houston, WDIV in Detroit, WKMG in Orlando, KSAT in San Antonio, WJXT in Jacksonville, CWJ in Jacksonville, WSLS in Roanoke, Virginia, and another adjunct function they have called Special News Desk in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's headed up just in the same sequence by Phil Lane, Bob Ellis, Jeff Hoffman. We've got three guys. Then we have Ashley Parker, Terry Cope Walton, Black Lady in Jacksonville, and Jamie Leone. And then the last guy, the Social News Desk, again, to my mind's eye, appears to be a little bit on the gay side. But here's what I ask them. Again, please confirm or correct the holders of the designated professional positions with GMG. Two, give me their academic background for each position. Three, let me know what political party they are registered to. And lastly, their declared sexual orientation. Well, if we're to believe there's legitimacy in all of those, if someone professes that, and of course it's being foisted upon us now, then we have to believe they would be able to say, sure, I'm a Democrat. Sure, I am gay. And sure, I went to a Marxist institution like Columbia University. All right, we're going to continue this now in segment four. I hope you will come back. Thank you.